Good afternoon. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Wherever you're joining us, you are welcome to the Bold Christian Ministry. Thank you for joining us today. Yeah, we're glad you are able to make it to today's fellowship. And I want to say good is afternoon, it's PM here. So wherever you're joining, thank you for joining us, fellowship today. This is the Bold Christian Ministry, and we are gathered here bi-weekly to study the Word of God and to pray. So bi-weekly on Saturdays, we meet for an hour for a time of Bible study. And the Sunday after that, we meet for a time of prayer and meeting. So that's the essence of the fellowship in itself. And the mandate is to proclaim the love of God and the hope of eternal life through the gospel and faith of Jesus Christ. So if you're joining us, thank you for joining us this afternoon. I want to believe our day is going on well. So, but if it's not, of course, we are in the presence of God to be refreshed in His presence. So thank you so much for joining us. Today is a time of Bible study where we look into God's Word and equip ourselves so as to be able to be prepared for life, basically. So that's the essence of gathering, to look into God's Word and to educate ourselves about how we can be better equipped to overcome the challenges of life and to get ourselves prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so without wasting time here, we will just go into God in prayer. Let us bow our heads as we begin to commit ourselves into the hands of God. First, we want to appreciate God for making it possible for us to be gathered this afternoon. It is not by power, it is not by human efforts that we are able to be here. When we reflect on things that are happening around us, we'll discover that it truly is not by power, it's not by might, but by the mercies and the grace and the power of God. God has spared us today to be kept alive, and it's a good thing if we appreciate Him even more than that. We stretch our leg, we can stretch it, we stretch our hands, we can breathe. Everything around us just shows that God is merciful to us and God has been good to us. So let's just spend a moment to appreciate God for all that the Lord has been doing in our lives. God has been keeping us. He is faithful. Over half few challenges here and there, but in all, we are more than conqueror. If we trust in God to help us with all the matters, to remain in His presence, God is able to provide solutions to the problems that we are facing. Solutions in terms of counseling, in terms of advice, in terms of inspiration, in terms of, you know, anything at all, God is able. He's able. There's nothing that is beyond Him. There's nothing that is beyond God. He's God. So He will always make a way for us. So let's thank God for how God has spared our lives today. Let's thank God for His mercies upon us. Let's thank God for His goodness upon our lives. Let's thank God for His how He has deemed it fit for us to be numbered among the living soul today. It is by the mercies of God. Let's open our mouth and bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank You. Bless Your name. Give You all thanks. Thank You, Lord, for Spirit. Each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Let's pray that as we look into God's word today, that the Lord God Almighty will bless our lives, will open our eyes so as to be able to see the things that He wants us to see through the light of His word. When the light shines in us, He educates us even beyond what we came prepared for. God is able to illuminate our lives. He is able to illuminate our mind. He's able to bless us richly in His presence. Let's pray that God Almighty will bless us today through His word, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. And so, our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. Thank you for making it possible for us to be gathered together today in your presence in fellowship. Lord, we are praying, we're asking that the purpose of gathering here today will be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. Well, thank you for all you've been doing in our lives. Thank you for the privilege of sonship. Thank you, Lord, for how you've been helping us. Lord, we are praying, we're asking, oh God, that as we consider your word and read through the scriptures, we pray that you will illuminate our mind, you may illuminate our hearts, and help us, oh Lord, to receive your word as spoken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, once again, you're welcome to the Bold Christian Ministry. This is the time of Bible study. We call it Family Essence, where we get together to look into God's Word and see what God has to minister to our lives today. Of course, if you're joining us for the first time, thank you for joining. You are welcome. All right, so we'll be looking at a subject today, and the subject the Holy Spirit wants us to consider is the topic before us is the secret place, the secret place, the secret place. Perhaps you've seen it on the flyer, or if you're just joining us today in fellowship, the topic is the secret place. The secret place. And I'll be taking a reading from the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Many of us are not new. Some of us are not new to this passage of scripture. The secret place of the Most High. So I'll read from verse 1. If you have a copy of the Bible on your phone, you can open it up and we'll read together. So it says there in Psalm 91 in verse 1, it says, "He that dwelleth," some have personalized it, say, "I that dwelleth," of course, which is okay. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." That's talking about God. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." As we may have learned from the life of David, you know, that's all what the Psalm talks about, the life of David, basically escaping from one danger to the other, moving from one enemy camp to the other, and, you know, just going around and escaping the darts and the arrows and everything. It was really a tough time navigating. And in fact, there was a time probably he doesn't even know who his enemy is, so he needs to be properly guided. So David shared this secret with us, the secret place, the secret place. What exactly is a secret place? Perhaps, you know, many of us like to retire, or let me just use an example of we like to retire to a quiet environment, probably after a hard day of work, and you know, you just want a place to decompress from the pressure at work and everything, and you look for a room. Maybe you've even designed the room in such a way that you are there to relax. That's an example of a secret place, basically. It's a place of rest to reflect on a lot of things that is going on in our lives so that we will be able to advance the course of life. David knew had an insight to how God intended the life of a man to be. And one of the pathways to measure one's spiritual progress, basically, is a secret place. Is a secret place. If you want to know someone who is growing in God or who has a stature in God, is to find out if this person has a secret place. We see a lot of things happen around us. For instance, a man is not likely to visit an hospital. For instance, you are not likely to visit an hospital to see a medical consultant if you don't have any issues with your health. You don't. You are not likely to. Maybe the last time you visited an hospital was about 5 years ago, or some maybe 7 years ago, maybe some 1 month ago. But if you do not have any medical or health issues, you are not likely to see a medical consultant to see what's going on with your health. But in all, medical experts advise that from time to time you do conduct an health check, maybe by yourself, the ones you can check, maybe the blood pressure or something, the ones you can do by yourself, or you visit a pharmacy to where they can run a mini kind of test on your, you know, on some other, because I mean the world is advanced now, so you have different equipment that is mobile where you can run a health check to diagnose if the social pressure or the work pressure is causing a damage to the heart or something and all. So they recommend that. And likewise the dentist as well. You're not likely to go to a dentist to check your teeth if your teeth is not giving you, if you don't have a toothache, you're not likely to visit a dentist, right? So, but from time to time, dentists actually advise that you come in to, you know, probably, I don't know, maybe brush your teeth or, you know, do something about your teeth or get it washed or something like that. That is exactly what I'm saying, that one of the indicators, the pathway to measuring one's personal spiritual progress is the secret place. It's a secret place. The secret place is a place where in terms of the Christian faith, basically, is a place where God deals with man the way he wants to deal with them. The dealings of God with men happens in the secret place. The secret place is not a public place. It's not a place where there is noise and there is not, it's not like a bar. It's not an open environment where, you know, there are distractions, there are things that wouldn't allow you to hear God properly. That is exactly what the secret place is. It's a place where if you have read the chronicle of men that made impacts in their generation in terms of bringing revival, in terms of advancing the cause of the kingdom, they are men and women of the secret place. The likes of Catherine Kuhlman, the likes of J. Babalola, the likes of Moses Orimolade, the likes of our Pastor Kumuyi, W.F. Kumuyi as it is, Iyadeboye, and all the likes of Kenneth Copeland and John Hagee. All these men are men of secret place. I just mentioned a few names. There are other men of God, Umar Bai and all, they are men of the secret place. The secret place is a place where God deals with man. There are two different things. There's a way a man can deal with God. There's a way God can deal with you. But the secret place is a place where God deals with man. So if you see a Christian who just up around, who I don't want to say make noise, and then is not bridled, is just doing things the way, does not listen to correction, though he appears to be a Christian or bear Christian names and all, you can tell if this person has a secret place or he doesn't have a secret place. So the secret place is a place where men get corrected by God, where you receive instructions from God on how to navigate the paths of life, on how to live life. So you seek is a place where you get guidance, security, adequate training that equips a man for life. That's what the secret place is all about. Because the life of a man is full of walls and barricades and troubles, basically. So the most David actually that discovering the secret place, he was in a state of helplessness. He was just moving all around. He doesn't There is no rest for his soul. So he had to he came up with this writing because he found out that there is a secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place is a place where God corrects men. He chastises men. If you're a person of a secret place, you will discover that from time to time, your everyday life is being guided because you have a secret place. That's where you retire to. And when you get ready, you retire there, and then you are seeking the face of God, and you are looking for God, and you are asking God. He may not show up. He may not show up. He may show up and then tell you what how your day went and what you did wrong. And then because of that, this is what is going to administer to you. So it's a place of correction. When a man is confused about life and he doesn't know how to navigate through life, he needs to find a secret place. It's a place where instructions are given on how to navigate life. Most of the people we see around these days are that are living their life, and then they feel everything is okay. There will be a time when they will come to a place where they will need answers to some issues, to some troubles. If they do, they've not learned to build a secret place with God, they may even not know the solution, then there may not be solution to that problem. They're not that there is no solution, there's solution, but for them to get that solution, they can only get it from the secret place. The secret place is full of secrets. It's full of information that is confidential to man. It's private to you. Because when God made man, the way he made you is different from the way he made me. The wiring of your life is different from my own wiring. It's different. The configuration is different. Everything is different.
If you read the account of David in the book of Samuel, chapter 30, you discover that David inquired from the Lord if he should pursue. There was a need to make a decision. So that's why the secret place, if someone has not built a secret place, and then he ran into a trouble and he started asking questions, even from men, people who don't even have a secret place. Because it's possible you're asking the wrong person the wrong question. So you can ask, but they may not be able to provide an answer until you find someone who probably may engage you further. And then the end goal is to find out if you even have a secret place. So it's important from time to time that we go to a secret place to find out, especially when we get stuck or when we are looking for answers to life matters, to what is happening to us, or what is the next step in life, or how do we navigate this, or what is the secret to this business that I'm doing, how do I advance the course of life? Because it's the secret place is a place where God can either tell you what you need to do, or may decide to keep quiet because it's not yet time for you to know some things or for some things to be revealed. Yes, God works that way. Sometimes he just even in the secret place keeps quiet because you're asking the wrong question at the wrong time. Or you're asking the right question at the wrong time, or the other way around. So men like Jesus knew, Jesus when he came on earth, he knew the importance of the secret place. More often than not, you read in the Gospels, for instance, in Mark chapter 6 in verse 46, talks about Jesus departing to a secret place to pray, basically. And then in Luke chapter 6 verse 12, the same thing again. And then, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he departed to a solitary place and then pray. So the secret place is a place where men get equipped for life. You get equipped for life. You get answers to hidden secrets that you don't have the knowledge of. It's not that those things you were taught when you were in high school, or you were taught in class when you were in the college or the university, as it is. So you get answers, revelations to your state of helplessness. Because all through man's life's journey, man is going to come through some hurdles that are beyond human reasoning. A man got stuck because he was looking for answers he was looking for a business that he is business inclined, but when he left his boss, he knew that wasn't what he should pursue. Then he went to God in prayer and then went to a secret place to inquire. And then an angel appeared to an angel spoke to him and then tell him, this is what you need to do. That solution. When the man got that solution, then he invested in that, and then before you knew it, things started working for everything, because what? He had a secret place. A secret place. Men who don't have a secret place, they are like a rolling stone. They are just, they can't even, they won't be able to describe their life. They can't. Probably you see someone who is wearing Gucci shoe or different designer clothes, which is good. It's very fantastic, using the latest iPhone. Everything is just latest Mercedes-Benz, everything is just, he's just lounging. And then along the line, the man ran into a problem. And then he began to sort seek solutions from different quarters. And then they begin to tell him different things, and then yet there is no solution to that problem. And then he found himself in a place of helplessness because he didn't know that man, when man was created, man's life was full of woes. We don't even know how to navigate life. You don't know how to live life. So from time to time, David had that secret, that same secret place. It's one of the, that's why David is seen as a prophet. That same revelation that came to him, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Men that we see that made him part, they are men of the secret place, because that's where the secret is. So you need to be in that secret place. You go out to work, you after your day's work, you retire to that secret place. Before you go out, you go to that secret place to ask God, how I should I, what is happening, how, please guide me, let me know if there's any. You retire before you go out, you come back, you go to the grocery store, you came back, you go to that secret place to do one or two things, to inquire of God what is, to know the mind. Mind is designed to know the mind of God from time to time. That's the design of man, to know the mind of God from time to time. But maybe somebody just and say, do this, do this, do this, do this. You need to do this now. You need to do. No. You don't just double. Just go to the secret place and find out what is the next stage in life. What is the next thing God wants you to do? So many people, I've seen people who just picked, someone just secured a job and then worked the job for 2 months, a good paying job, and then another, he saw something that looks like another job that could pay more. Then he applied without inquiring from the secret place. So immediately the person resigned and then applied for that job. They gave him a chair and they gave him an office. Then after 1 month, the person left the place and then was without job for some time. Man is designed by God to look up to him in every stage of our lives. In every stage of our life, either way you want to live, or you're gaining entrance into the college, what the course you want to go and you want to study, or you want to get married and then you are looking for a life partner, or you are trusting God for a life partner. You are meant to, from the secret place, secret place. Men who have a secret place can tell you what they have, the secret they have discovered that they were not taught in school, because the world, this world we live in, is not a world where you can just, there are things that controls the heart. Yes, there are things that controls the heart. There's a supernatural force that controls the heart. So, and the person in charge of that is God. He's the one that made the words. He's the one that made you. He's the one that, so he knows what you need per time. Each dose, each medication that you need, each advancement that you need, everything. And then you see some people, they apply for a position that was what killed them, because they didn't inquire from the secret. It's not that you secure, well, you got a job, that's fine. Some people got married and then they died because it's not yet time, or they chose the wrong person. All those things are indication that should drive man to securing a secret place in God. Man is meant to operate from the secret place. When soldiers go to battle, first they need to put in some things together in order to have a place where they can retire to and re-strategize. It's called war camps. So when they go and fight, they retire to that war camps to re-equip and re-energize and then refire, and then they move on again. That is how man life is. When you advance a bit, you go back to that secret place. Is it time? Someone called me one day and he just secured a job. And someone has recommended another job in another company to me. I said, it's not, don't move yet. Don't move yet. Why? Because I knew that it's not time to move. So there are knowledge that God wants to communicate with man that man does not know about. The revelation, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, as written by the psalmist, is supposed to drive everyone that is on the, everybody, even presidents, governors are supposed to operate from the secret. Nobody, you can't come out and then the policy you are going to make, after making those policies, after making, you will now sit down and say, oh, am I the one that approved this? Man is meant to function from the secret place. A man decided to sojourn, and then he took off, and then he landed in the other states, and then he discovered that that's not the place he's supposed to be. Because why? He did not inquire in no secret place. Every man, right from the beginning when man was made, man was supposed to be operating from the secret place. Because you didn't make yourself. You didn't create yourself. You are not the one that breathed into your nostril. You are not the one that fashioned yourself the way you are. There is an almighty God in heaven that made us, that created the world. So anything you want to do, you must go to the secret place. I remember when I was young, anything we want to do, we go to our dad. We go to our dad to ask, is it time? I think we want to go to this. And if he says no, he has a reason for saying no. If he says yes, he has a reason for saying yes. And likewise, every one of us. So man is meant to operate from the secret place. So perhaps we find ourselves not having a secret place. We are not equipped for life yet. We are not even ready for life. Everything might be okay. Everything will be bouncing, everything lively. It's not. You are enjoying yourself going from this different places, going for trips, traveling. You know, everything is just looking okay. Just remember, you need a secret place. My dad told me of an assistant is not a commissioner of police. I've forgotten the designation now, but is the one in charge of is the second in command of the police force it was in a particular state, a particular region. It was an assistant commissioner of police. All through his 35 years of service, all through his 35 years of service, he does not have a land, not to talk of, I want to build my house. All through his years of service, all through. It shows that man lacks a secret place. He lacks a secret place. When I was in school, there was a friend of mine. We were in the same room, and he was looking, you know, he was in his penultimate year, basically. He was like, you know, a year before he dashed out of university before he graduates. And then he was looking for his life partner. I think he eventually found someone in his department, and then fellowship in his department, fellowship. And then they decide to, you know, get together and then, you know, have a few conversation. And then things were like, everything was, you know, in shape. And then at the end of the day, he discovered that, he started getting some kind of latches, let me put it that way. Sometimes when he wants to go and fetch water, he will just fall down, and he'll be asking himself, why did I fall down from here now? Why, how did this happen? Then at some point he became sick. You know, then I saw him. I had pity on him, because you know, he was troubled. So I asked him, what's going on? He said, I don't know. I think there's an attack. I said, okay. I said, we're going to pray. So I prayed. We went, I took my man. I think I was coming from fellowship. And I said, where are you going? He said, I need to take care of myself. I'm going to pray. I said, okay, I'll join you. So I joined him. We prayed all night. After praying all night, the following day, he was about to, when we were sleeping, and where I was on my bed, because my bed was beside his own, it's in another corner of the room, so I was seeing him. Then I saw a being standing beside him. God just opened my person. He opened my eyes. That was around there about 3 something a.m. or so. I can't really remember the time, maybe 2 something. Then I saw a being. So, I'm not sure what happened. Maybe my face saw the pain, and the pain ever it just like vaporized, like just went out of the wall. And so I told him, I said his wall. He was a Bible study secretary in his fellowship there. I don't want to mention the name. So I said there is wall. So he said, okay. I said, don't worry, I don't want to leave. We'll talk when you come back. So I narrated the event and all that. So we went again and then, you know, prayed. And that thing stopped. Man is so, I'm sure there is an issue, probably somewhere, you know, maybe from the secret place. Because when people are rushed to grab someone before they exit the university like that, it's a game of chances. It's a game of chances. So man is meant to operate from the secret place. Anything at all. Probably you have a job, struggling. Go to the secret place. There's a secret place meant for man to operate from. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. I'm not sure if God will allow us to move forward to study the next phase of this secret place, but I'm just giving us a background of what the secret place looks like and how we are meant to operate. Man is meant to operate from the secret place. I believe God has blessed us today, and I want us to bow down our heads and as we commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord, that God will help us to have a secret place, to build a secret place where we can inquire from Him from time to time. When we are helpless, when we discover that man is so even hopeless, we don't even know the next step. So if you don't have a secret place, ask God to help you to build one, to build a secret place with Him. Ask God. And perhaps you've been functioning without a secret place. It's time to repent and then ask God for forgiveness so that you can start making spiritual progress. Because the pathway, probably the one you have chosen now, is just a game of chance. Okay, let me do it this way. It doesn't work. I have plan C. I have plan D. Ask God to help you today. Everyone needs a secret place. If you don't have one today, start repenting and start asking God to forgive you and start going back to building that secret place.
And I pray God will
help us in Jesus' name. Let us pray.